Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River... Hold on, that's too loud, thank you. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Those stations include 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430. It is the, hold on a second, let me get the right hotkey. The audio path of totality. Oh my God, I got it right. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. You can also see the show Facebook live stream today. Go to the River Talk Facebook page. River Talk Facebook page. Hi, how you doing? You can actually see the Facebook live stream. Our very special guest, State Rep Ron Ferguson, who kicked Frank Hoagland's ass last night live on Channel 9's Fox Channel. With the debate for the Ohio District number 96. There are two Republicans. There's no Democrats going to be running, and so essentially this is the election for fall as well. Anyway, so if you'd like to make a comment on the Facebook live stream, you can do so. We already have Jeff Shallcross saying, a great debate, Ron, last night, hashtag class act. I'm assuming the hashtag class act is a reference to me, but it might be to you. Some people might get that confused. Anyway, Jeff Shallcross, thank you. You can also include your comments as well. The Facebook live stream on the River Talk Facebook page. Now, if you have young children listening, you might want to stick your index fingers in their ears to not hear this next part, because Frank Hoagland disgraced himself last night, making a reference to the S word live on the debate on TV channel, WTOV's debate on their Fox channel. You want to tell the listeners the backstory of the whole thing regarding this, Ron Ferguson?
Yeah, I would say, you know, Frank just showed a lot of his frustration and kind of his pettiness. If you've ever seen Saturday Night Live, the famous skit, I know where you're going here, Dimitri. There's a skit on there that where it's they reference the person on there as Turd Ferguson, and that's the name that Frank called me last night. I mean, I never expected to almost laugh in the debate, but I came pretty close. I mean, I felt like I was in at home in the living room. And, you know, hearing my daughter laugh about some kind of joke or something like that, yeah. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, Norm MacDonald was pretending to be Burt Reynolds, and it was Celebrity Jeopardy. And as a contestant, Celebrity Jeopardy bits were just great. Will Ferrell was Alex Trebek. They did a great job. Anyway, so the Norm MacDonald character is pretending to be Burt Reynolds, but Burt Reynolds said, "Well, my name is Turd Ferguson," and yeah. That was a big joke. It was, you know, it was bizarre, but it's funny. But for Frank Hoagland to actually call you Turd Ferguson, when he first said it, because he was kind of mumbling it, he must have had that tobacco crap in his mouth again. But it was like, did I hear that right? I had to stop and think. Did he actually say turd? on WTOV's debate, and they're running for, he actually said, I swear to God, he said turd. It was unbelievable.
There were about 80, 90 people in the studio audience.
Yeah.
About, you know, I'd say a little majority on my side than his side. But, I mean, just everybody shook their head. I mean, yeah. You're talking about somebody that's 62 years old standing up here in front of the Ohio Valley,
and
that's the way he's going to behave. I mean, it was an embarrassment.
That's the kind of thing even I wouldn't do. You know, if I were running against you, and I would do a lot, let me tell you, against this guy, but even I wouldn't do that. It was like, oh, my God. I truly, when he first said it, I had to watch. I was like, wait a minute. Did he actually say that? That was my reaction last night. It really was. It was like, oh, my God. All right. So I think it's because he is a quitter. I think you've missed a couple great opportunities, and I will now help you. So increase your likelihood of winning. First, you need to start calling Frank Hoagland the Columbus quitter, because it's all about Columbus with him. I mean, every other word out of his mouth is Columbus this, Columbus that. We need to appease Columbus. And, you know, Columbus doesn't like you. And I'm going, that's going to help Ron, I was going to call you Tard Ferguson, Ron Ferguson. And so the Columbus, and then he did quit, which makes him the Columbus quitter. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great thing. Now, you missed a great opportunity last night. You've been missing a great opportunity because he's been hammering you pretty much unfairly, but okay, it's politics, about the number of missed votes that you've had.
Sure.
Right? Tell the listeners about that number of days, and then I will tell you where you had this golden opportunity, and you still do, before sure. the election. But you're going to go and think to yourself, after I say this, my God, Dimitri's right again. Why didn't I ask him this ahead of time? So first, do the setup here about the votes that you missed and why Hoagland is going on and on about them.
Yeah, well, I'll start with why he's going on and on about it, because he doesn't want to compare our records, because I've stood for the America First agenda and he's been a complete failure standing up for Eastern Ohio. But what he takes all his Columbus swamp creature money to spend against me is they basically rack their brains, well, we've got to run something. So they talk about missing 175 votes and collecting a $360,000 salary. And they use those numbers very specifically because they're trying to paint a picture that isn't really, I'd say, the truth. They're stretching the truth at best. $360,000 is over the course of 6 years. It's over the course of 6 years. It is not per year. It is over the course of 6 years. We make 70-some thousand dollars a year, depending on where you sit on committees. So complete stretching of the truth to imply that it's annual. Then you talk about the 175 votes. Okay, well, how many days does that translate to? I missed 6 days in 6 years. Each one of those 6 days was formally excused by the legislature, just like any other job. I had two grandmothers pass away. My three-year-old was born during that time. She had some medical complications. We had to see specialists. I'm not going to apologize for being a grandson or for being a father, which is what I am first and foremost. It's just ridiculous. Frank knows better because he served in the legislature, so he knows those things. As a matter of fact, he knew my one grandmother personally.
Wow.
Knew her.
What a jerk.
And so he knew this. And anyway, just ridiculous, but that's the only thing that he continues to run.
All right, this is where you're going to thank me later on, going, oh my God, Dimitri, this is golden. I'm amazed. I thought you were going to use it last night, and then you didn't use it, and I thought, my God, I don't think he actually understands this, because you've got this nuclear option. Whatever he brings up that you missed 6 days, mm-hmm. why in God's name, and I'm actually quite serious about this,
yeah.
I'm not busting your balls, I'm dead serious, why in God's name have you not said how many months and weeks and days and votes he missed because he quit?
Yeah.
I actually went online, AI, and I got some numbers here. He missed because he quit. The Columbus quitter quit, and I got a couple different time periods here, but you're telling me it was 13 months.
Correct.
Okay. This one AI said 17 months, and that's 70 weeks, and that's roughly 500 days. When he is going after you for missing 6 days, why aren't you going after him saying, hey, when you quit, you missed 13 months. You missed umpteen weeks. You missed umpteen days. And oh, by the way, why not get a list of all the vote, every vote that he missed because he quit? But if he had stayed to the end of his term, it would have been, you know, several hundred votes. I mean, that would just blow him out of the water. Why aren't you doing that? Isn't that a great idea?
You know, he did quit. I've brought that up many times, but I have a lot to actually let the viewers know that I have actually accomplished. I like to actually put that out there that, you know, I passed President Donald Trump's hospital price transparency into law. I like them to know that I'm working hard to pass photo ID for every voter. I don't want to spend all my time simply attacking somebody that quit on us.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, when he says you missed 6 days, you say you missed 13 months.
Yeah, it's true.
And umpteen weeks and yeah. umpteen days, like, you know, hundreds of days. And how many votes did this guy miss because he quit? You bring that up, and that thing that he's bringing up with you goes away. You just blow them out of the water with this. I mean, it would be easy enough to find out. I think you should do this. You don't seem terribly impressed by this. I was. I must tell you. I was quite impressed by this. But, oh, well.
Well, thank you, Dimitri.
You don't need to thank me. That's okay. So, let's see. I'm making notes here. Your caller wasn't very good either, but his was worse. Votes that Hoagland missed. All right, fine. We covered it. Oh. I was surprised. Both of you. This is actually for both of you. At the end of the production, and by the camera, that was terrible because people going right in front of it, they saw their big heads. It was just the production was terrible. Neither one of you, I was surprised you didn't do this, neither one of you reached out to shake the other guy's hand.
Yeah.
What? Is that on purpose? Or did you just forget? Because that would made you look a lot classier. Reaching out to shake his hand, it's like, all right, fine, let's shake hands. Was that by design or you hate him that much?
Well, it's not hate. I don't harbor hate in my heart for anybody. You know, I'm a Christian. You're meant to love people, but...
Well, I know Christians who hate.
But we're not supposed to.
Well,
and
yeah.
I will tell you, but what I will tell you is, as I've said all along during this race and during my time in office, I'm authentic and I'm transparent, and I'm not going to put out a fake handshake for somebody that I just don't really have respect for. And, you know, before the debate, Frank Hoagland, they asked, after they kind of gave us the rules before we were actually on TV, do you want to shake hands? And Frank said, nope. And so he didn't want to shake my hand. And, you know, I'm just not going to fake it. So it's just the way that it is.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that. Holy cow. So what is coming? Are you going to have any more debates or anything? He won't respond to me. So, and there's nothing's going to happen here. Are you going to have any other debates anywhere else?
I would love to. I've said from the beginning that I'm glad to debate him, you know, anywhere, anytime. It just, I really would truly be glad to. There's so much more that we could talk about to distinguish our records. But I just highly doubt that he would do so.
All right. Help me understand. We got some time before the next break, and there wasn't enough time for you to elaborate during the debate, but you've got plenty of time here, and I am actually generally interested in this. You are opposed to the real estate taxation in Ohio. You're in favor of eliminating the real estate tax from the state constitution. Axe the tax. That's great. That's wonderful. You said, because Hoagland is saying, well, if we stop taxing people forever with the real estate tax, then we won't be able to fund our, you know, police departments and fire departments and schools, blah, 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 blah. And you said, go to my website because you've got a thing there that explains that how that can be done after we eliminate real estate taxation in Ohio. Do I have that right?
That is correct.
All right. Very simply, talk to me as if I'm a five-year-old.
Sure.
Help me understand what that would look like.
Okay. Well, real quick, just to make it clear.
Take your time. There's no rush.
I just wanted to set it up by saying we talked about this last night in the debate, but when people came to this country, they did it very specifically for two things. First was freedom of religion. Second was private property rights. This belief that you own your own home. And that is what we have gotten too far away from in this country. And getting it back to being America first, you should own your home. The government, you shouldn't have to pay them rent for your home. You just shouldn't.
Forever.
But by the same token, we all agree that we want to make sure that our first responders and our kids and our schools are well-funded. So we have to have the plan for once that occurs, once we ensure you're owning your own home. So for me, I created a website. It's called DraftThePlan.com. It addresses how we would make significant cuts to the waste in Columbus so that we aren't giving millions of dollars to Somalis or $600 million to the Cleveland Browns or $2 billion to the Intel Corporation. Taking that money away so that we can ensure that our first responders are taken care of. I know that if my family called the police or fire in an emergency, I would want them to be there, and I would want them to be there for each and every one of your families. So we will ensure that that is done. But we need to make the cuts from Columbus in order to do so. It for the first responders and for local governments, what it proposes is taking 20% of the state's share of sales tax. at the current rate, no tax increases, just 20% of that money, and setting it aside in a special fund that would actually pay for all. That would cover every first responder levy and local government levy in the state by just setting aside that 20%. Now, that doesn't address the schools. The schools are $16 billion. They're the second biggest line item after Medicaid. So in order to start fixing the schools' funding, which of course has already been ruled unconstitutional four different times.
With DeRolf, four different times,
because our children are reliant on a property tax system that isn't fair, because every child in Bel Air or Steubenville or Martins Ferry or Woodsfield or Bellsville or anybody listening to this right now, every child and every school is as important as every other one. And we need to make sure that they are all adequately funded. That's not what happens right now. So anyway, where we start is there are over $13 billion in tax exemptions right now in the state of Ohio for corporations, for special interests, for people that lobbyists have found sweetheart deals for. And you start by closing all of those loopholes, and that gets you up to as much as 13 of the $16 billion just by shutting down those loopholes.
All right, so then what about the rest?
Yeah, so with the rest, you still have more cutting you can do at the rest of the state level. The other thing is you have to remember, if people have $22 billion, because that's how much people pay in property tax right now, a lot of that is going to be spent. So simply by spending it, you're going to get more money that comes back to you in sales tax receipts.
All right, more with a very special guest, Ron Ferguson. He kicked Frank Hoagland's ass last night at the debate, stay tuned so we can learn more about how to eliminate the forever real estate tax and still fund our schools.